Ramsey TV.
The left in this country has more problems than the right, but the right has more serious problems, believe it or not. Yes, you heard me say it here on MZTV, but the problems that the right have, being more serious, have a knee-jerk effect on the left, making the left worse yet, and in the aggregate, the left is worse, according to the casual observer, but the serious problems of the right will land the right in a far worse place in the end than the left. And we are seeing this being played out today in politics. You'll never hear this anywhere else, what I'm about to tell you today. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula, drinking rum. I'd like to thank Ron Zacapa, who made this rum. I don't know where that guy's from, but he distilled some sugarcane and he came up with his stuff, and I need it when I talk about politics. Let me tell you. Now, here's the problems of the left. The left thinks it's compassionate. The left thinks it loves people. It poses as the compassionate party, the party that cares about the little guy. And remember that song Ballroom Blitz by The Sweet back in the 70s? I think this came out in, 75, 76? And the girl in the corner that no one ignored, she thinks she's the passionate one. Oh, yeah. She thinks she's the passionate one. Yeah, well, the left measures compassion by how many people they can get on food stamps. They think it's compassionate to give people stuff, to make it so that people don't have to do anything, so that the people who don't do anything can then have to look to the people who are their benefactors, that is, the people in power. The left wants to be in power, and they want to keep other people down, and they say they're compassionate, but really, no, they just want to keep people down and begging so that they can be their benefactors, you see. And so the more people on food stamps, the more people that sitting on their sofas dependent on government, the more the left likes it, because they want to, again, be the ones who give. But in order to give to the poor people on their sofas, they have to confiscate money from other people, because nobody in government generates money. It's got to be stolen from people who don't sit on their sofas. And that's the fatal conceit, the fatal flaw of leftism, is that, of course, Margaret Thatcher famously said, you run out of other people's money. You take too much money from people who are productive, you give it to people who are unproductive, and you screw the whole system on both ends. The people who you are giving it to become spoiled, their lives are ruined, their any kind of thing God gave them to be productive, to want to make something of themselves, to have a satisfying life, because you can only be satisfied when you're working. A coffee break only has meaning if you have something to take a break from. A vacation only has meaning if you have something to get away from. I mean, this ought to be self-evident. You can't goof off from work unless you have work. Goofing off has no meaning. So you have to have some kind of production. So conservatives, the right, on the other hand, measures compassion by how many people they get off food stamps. When a conservative is compassionate, he or she says, we've gotten 10,000 people off food stamps this month. Off food stamps? Yes, that's compassionate. Why? Because now they're working, they're productive, they're happy, their sleep is sweet, because the sleep of a laborer is sweet. In the meantime, the people you're giving money to get spoiled and lazy, and they're eating Cheetos. Their fingers all have yellow stains on every digit because they're eating Cheetos on the sofa, and the government pays for their Cheetos, and they think that they're living, but actually they're dying. And so the compassion of the left is a complete lie. It's a lie. This is where the social justice warrior comes in. The social justice warrior just wants to stand for something. All you have to do as a leftist is to say you care, say you're compassionate. You don't have to do anything. No, you don't have to do anything. You just have to claim that you're compassionate and to say that the other people are evil and that they want old people to die and that they hate everybody. And Trump is a bigot. He hates everybody. He's a racist. He wants everybody to die. But we're compassionate. Die once, die twice, three times, the triple death, whatever. But we on the left, we're compassionate. No, you're not. You just want power, and you want to keep other people down so they need you. So there's big problems on the left. But here's the problem with the right, is that the right, it's the better thing. I mean, Jesus Christ was a reverse redistributionist. He stole from the poor and gave to the rich. He gave to the productive people. Look at the parable of the talents. You know, he gave the guys the talents. He gave some, which is money. And he gave this guy so much money, and he gave this guy so much, and then he split town, came back, and wanted to know, what'd you do with your money? Well, this one guy said, well, I took the money, and I invested it in the bank. Oh, my God, no, he's an investor. He said, congratulations, you invested it. Good job. The other guy said, yeah, I put mine in the bank, and I got interest on it, and it was great. Oh, good. The third guy said, well, I just took it, and I hid it away. I didn't do anything with it, you know. Just thought I'd be, you know, frugal and just not do anything. So you notice these yellow stains on my finger. Those are Cheetos, but the government gave them to me. Jesus said, take away what little this guy has, give it to the people who earn more. So he's a reverse redistributionist. Jesus Christ is a redistributionist. Yeah, the left are known for redistribution. They take money from the rich, give it to the poor. Again, people get screwed on both ends. It's legalized theft. Actually, it's not even legal to do it, but they do it anyway. But Jesus takes from the poor and gives to the rich. He takes away from the lazy people who are not willing to work. I'm not talking about people who can't work here. I'm talking about people who can work but are not willing to work, and they're made idle by the left. So Jesus is no socialist. Jesus is no leftist. No. He believed in work. Paul says, if a man is not willing to work, neither shall he eat. I misquoted that verse one time, and my brothers from Poland jumped on my case. You said, if a man doesn't work, neither shall he eat. It says willing to work. My mistake. Took me a while to correct it, but there it is. But the right is actually doing the right thing by making people personally responsible. It's like, hey, if you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. We're giving everybody an equal opportunity, not an equal outcome. We're not going to guarantee your outcome. We're not going to make it fair for everybody. We're not going to give everybody the same thing. No. If you want to work hard and earn it, then yes, okay, then you're good to go. If not, then I'm sorry. We're not going to give you any. I mean, yeah, we're going to help people who are really down and out and need a leg up to get back on their feet, but we're not going to give money to people so they don't have to do anything. People will abuse the system then. It's called the welfare system. People abuse it all the time. I'm not liking what this light's doing. I'm going to change it drastically. Ooh, I like this. It's a little shadowy. But there's a problem with the right, a big problem, and that problem is religion. For some reason now, because the right consider themselves good people, and they are, unfortunately, good people feel that they have no other alternative except the Christian religion. And this is a fatal attraction between conservatism or the right and religion. We have a thing called the religious right. You never hear about the religious left. No, the left is driven into atheism. They're already selfish because they want power, and they're posing as compassionate people, but they just want other people to be dependent on them, and they want to be the redistributioners. They want to be the ones who take it from everyone, and they decide who gets what. And because it's power. They want power. They dictate people's lives. That's what they want. Conservatives, the right, they don't care that much about controlling people's lives. They want to just mind their own business. You leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. We'll work hard to level the playing field so that everybody has an equal opportunity, but we're not going to give everybody an equal outcome. That would be stupid, but that's what the left wants to do. Right down to a uniform salary, guaranteed wage, guaranteed job, guaranteed house. If you want to kill somebody, just do that. Yeah, because then the people who want to work, they get topped out. The more they work, the more they're taxed to give to the people who don't do anything. People claim that the Scandinavian countries are true socialist countries, but they're not. They're supported by a large tax base, i.e. they are still capitalistic societies. They just pay a shitty tax rate, really high tax rate out there. And a lot of them are getting ticked off at it in Denmark, Belgium, and Holland. Yeah. So the fatal attraction is the right with religion. And the left sees this. And there's an instinct on the left. I'll give them this. This is what I give them. They're not religious, and so they can detect religious hypocrisy. And the one virus, you want to talk about a virus? Forget the CV19er. That's nothing. Let's talk about eternal torment. Let's talk about the virus of eternal torment that that via Satan has attached itself to modern religion. Eternal torment has attached itself to modern religion. Eternal torment is crazy. It's an unscriptural doctrine to those maybe watching for the first time. And if you're watching me tonight, you might be watching for the last time. I don't know. I'm sorry, I need a little rum when I talk about politics. And eternal torment at the same time. So this infection, this virus, has attached this eternal torment. Satan injected it into the Christian religion to discredit it. And Satan has put Christ's name on a false religion. Christianity is a false religion, to those of you tuning in for the first slash last time. And it is false because it does what Jesus accused the Pharisees of doing back in the first century. They love the traditions of humans more than the truth of God. They love traditions. The doctrine of eternal torment is a human tradition based on false translations. If you don't know that, go to martinzenner.com. Read my book, Martin Zenner Goes to Hell. I explain the whole thing about hell to you in like 50 pages. It's a book you can read in 35 minutes. It'll change your life. Order it today. Operators might be standing by. I haven't called them lately. They might be sleeping. I don't know, but they'll get back with you eventually. So this whole religion is fake. It's phony, and there's a fake Jesus in charge of it. Not the true Jesus, the fake Jesus. You know, the one that looks good in all the pictures and all the drawings and handsome guy, long flowing hair, blue eyes, the All-American. Jesus is an All-American, probably won the decathlon in the 1960 Rome Olympics. I think the traditional Jesus did win the decathlon in the Rome Olympics in 1960. Just a classic All-American guy. So people who have not drank, let's put it this way. People who have not drank the Kool-Aid of the Christian religion recognize hypocrisy when they see it. So the left, for all their flaws, has an amazing talent. And that talent is they can spot religious hypocrisy from 250 cubits away. And so they look at Christianity and they say, well, you people teach grace. You say that God loves us, but then he's going to torment us for eternity. How is that a God of love? You say that he saves everybody by grace, but he gives everybody an opportunity to do good, to act like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and if you do one thing wrong, he's ready to pull the rug out from under you and send you to hell for eternity. They hate that God. But for some reason, when people think of the right, when people think of conservatives, it has so tied to religion, and religion is so tied to eternal torment, that the left is rightly repulsed. Yeah, did you hear that funny little turn of phrase? The left is rightly repulsed by the Christian religion, by the conservatives, by the right. I don't think it's so much their politics, their political ideology. I think that's secondary. And this is what nobody will tell you. This is what no one knows. That is secondary. The political ideology is secondary to one thing that drives them farther and farther into their little corner. And you're seeing it on steroids today, and that is the doctrine of eternal torment. I made a video several years ago. It's one of my top watched videos. It's called Christianity, the Evil Empire. I'm going to link it to you, the Evil Empire. Watch it. I claim in that video, as I still claim today, that the doctrine of eternal torment is a virus. It's the underpinning of the whole Christian religion. And there's not a man, woman, or child alive today who has not heard of the Christian God who, if you go afoul of him in any way, he will send you to an eternity of torment. He's an old man with a white beard sitting on a throne. He's very grouchy. He's got, I don't know, rheumatoid or arthritis, or he's got hemorrhoids or something, and he's so pissed, he's waiting for you to screw up, and he's going to send you, your mom, your dad, your cousin, your nephew, and your Aunt Hazel to an eternity of torment. That's what he does. And people who have a sound mind, who have not drank the Christian Kool-Aid, are repelled by that. And so people know it. I mean, there have been cartoons written about hell. Everybody knows about the devil with the pitchfork and the flames, and the devil has, you know, hooves and horns, and this cartoon caricature invented by, guess who? The devil invented his own caricature. How beautiful is that? He wants you to think he's this evil thing with a pitchfork and a pointy tail, and yeah, he wants you to think that. He's really a brilliant tactician, and he has put this heinous doctrine called eternal torment into the Christian religion, put the name of Christ on it, and because of that, discredits the entire name of Christ. And anyone who carries the name of Christ is hated by people who have not drunk the Christian Kool-Aid. And almost all conservatives today, the popular ones, the smart ones, the good-looking ones, the women with the long legs and the blonde hair and the guys with the square chin and the all-American good looks, they're all freaking Christians. Go down the line. Laura Ingraham. She's a conservative commentatrix, right? She's got that cross all the time around her neck. Judge Jeanine Pirro, same thing. Got the cross. They're Christians. Tucker Carlson, he's a Christian, and they're starting to talk about it more and more. Now, these people are smart. They're smart politically, and they're correct politically. They're correct about what needs to be done. We need to dial back government. We need a small government. We need law and order. We need freedom of speech. We need government to leave people alone. We need people to keep their money. We need a safety net, yes, but we have to stop the abuse of the welfare system and all of these people are correct. They're making sense, but they're Christians. And so the left sees them, and even though they do disagree with their ideology, they disagree even more with their freaking hateful religion. And I'm with them there. The religion of these people is hatred. I hate it. Laura Ingraham. These people, I love them politically, and I listen to them, and I think they're smart, and they're beautiful. Shannon Bream, beautiful. Oh, great. Good-looking woman. I can go on and on with the women, but we got Tucker Carlson. We got Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. Even they turned Roger Stone into a Christian. Roger Stone is now professing Christ. This is a picture of me and Roger Stone, by the way. That's right. Martin Zender and Roger Stone. He lives in Fort Lauderdale. I saw him last year. This is before his trial in D.C., of course, before Trump pardoned him. But there's Roger and me. Talk to him for a little bit. But anyway, these people are all Christians. And the left hates them because of their Christianity, because they are aware since childhood, they were all the leftists. The Clintons, any leftist that you hate, they were all raised like these other people were, the Ingrams, the Carlsons, the Breams, the Hannitys, the Becks, the Stones, the Pirros. They're all raised in the Christian religion. These people I just listed swallowed. Trump himself claims to be a Christian. He's not. Well, yeah, actually he is. He's not a believer, but he's a Christian. None of these people are believers. None of these people I mentioned are believers. They're Christians, and thus they're hypocrites. They talk about grace and then talk about eternal torment. They talk about a guy who loves you, then about a guy who's going to torture you if you make a mistake, if you don't love him back. A God who loves you unconditionally as long as you love him back. And if you don't, well, he's going to torture you for eternity. It's ridiculous. All these people believe it. Every one of these hypocrites believe it. And this discredits them, and it makes the left mad. So the left has been driven to atheism. And I'm telling you, this is part of the conflict. If there's a civil war after Trump wins, it'll be partly because of this. It's not just ideology. I'm telling you, there's an undercurrent. There's not a man, woman, and child, again, I say, who has not heard of eternal torment, who is not aware of this God of grace who will torture you if you don't love him in the correct way and don't say the correct words and don't go to church. And people just are driven away from church because, again, they can't look at Hannity without seeing a religious hypocrite. They can't look at Carlson or Ingraham. They can't hear what these people are saying because they're too turned off because they know that they're goody-two-shoe Christian hypocrites. Because for some reason, credit Satan with this, or debit Satan with it, whatever you like, has tied Christianity with the right. Thus, we have the phrase the religious right. You don't hear the religious left. You hear the lunatic left, that's true. You hear the atheist left, that's true. But they're driven to atheism because of this hypocrisy, this religious hypocrisy on the right. And so here I am, even when I'm not talking about politics, I'm talking about straightening out the word of God, translating the word hell correctly, translating the word mistranslated eternal and forever correctly. Why are you doing that? What does that have to do with anything? Because if I can talk enough people out of the doctrine of eternal torment, people will divorce themselves from it, grasp the truth, and then the other people on the other side who don't trust the Christians, they might come to trust me. There's some people who are on the left who listen to me and go, well, that guy makes sense. He's not like these other people. And people assume that because I'm this radical on the scriptural side, that I teach the salvation of all humanity, and I teach God in control of everything, no such thing as human free will. They think, oh, this guy's a radical, he must be a leftist. No, I'm a conservative type person. I like small government. That's what kind of person I am, which surprises people. But I'm logical. That's the one thing in common between the political right and me, is that we're logical. We look at things logically and practically. We don't get all emotional. We're not social justice warriors when we just stand up for a cause without knowing what the hell we're talking about. Or the Christians do the same thing. They stand up and they don't know what they're talking about. They're like social justice warriors for God. They carry banners, they carry signs, and you ask, put a microphone in front of their face, what are you out here for? I got no freaking idea. I just want to be seen as being involved. Christians are the same way, which is ironic because the lefties should like the Christians because they're a bunch of hypocrites, but they don't. But in this one thing, the lefties are not hypocrites in that they can spot religious hypocrisy. They can spot religious hypocrisy. And so they're repulsed by it. And so I'm convinced that there would be more unity. There would be more union between these two political parties if conservatism or the right would not have fatally attracted religion, but it has fatally attracted religion. And so the people on the left have no time to hear the political ideology because they're too disgusted, and rightly so, by the underpinning of the theology, which is eternal torment, which is the hypocrite God, and all these people I named, as wonderful as they are politically, they suck theologically. That's the bottom line from here. And so by trying to straighten all this out, I'm trying to, you know, cure society. The truth will cure society. But unfortunately, the conservatives in America have been infected by religion. It's a fatal infection. There's no cure for it. It's going to result in the beast. Yeah, it's going to result in the beast. I'm sorry. Somebody get me more Ronzik. I'm the only guy here. Okay. It's going to result in the beast. The beast is going to be the epitome of the religion and politics. It's going to be the religion of the right. This is what I've been predicting for 15 years. The religion of the right, i.e. Christianity, is going to take ascendancy. It is ascendant right now, as I have predicted for 15 years, because I knew that the beast was a Western alliance and that it was ultimately religious and that it would eventually meld church and state, and that's what we're seeing now. It's going to be a conglomerate. Christian religion is going to take over the other three religions, Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism. It's already taken over Islam. The other two are pretty non-effective. They don't do much. Buddhists sit around and chant. Hindus refuse to kill cows. It's the Islamic religion that is militant, but it's been neutered by Trump. Yeah, Trump. He's posing as a Christian, which is as good as being one. People hate him for that, too. So there's no healing it. I'm just making you aware of it. The only thing that's going to heal it is when Christ comes. He's going to wipe out all the churches. The lefties are going to go, yay, the churches are finally gone. Martin Zender will be on the lefty side there. Yay, the churches are finally gone. But the lefties are going to have to understand that, they threw out the baby with the bathwater. They got rid of God when they got rid of the Christian God. Yeah, you just get rid of the Christian God and the Christian Christ. You don't get rid of the real God and the real Christ, but they didn't know there was a real God and a real Christ because they never watched MZTV. Send this episode to your favorite leftist. Send it to CNN. Send it to MSNBC. Send it to your favorite leftists. Yeah, wherever political tyranny is sold, and maybe we'll make a wee little bit of progress before Jesus Christ comes back and wrecks the whole damn thing.